Hello and welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast. It's your co-host, Jordan Macon, with...
Over here, we hailing from Provo, Utah. It's Taylor Nielsen.
Hailing from. Yes, because today we're talking about the Olympics.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't get us sued.
Three notes is allowed. Three notes is allowed.
No, now I'm going back and forth between that and the graduation theme. They're the same, right?
I don't know.
And the marriage theme?
No, I know for sure marriage and Olympics are different.
Really? Because my marriage feels like the Olympics. Just kidding.
Straight out of the gate with one of those Jordan Zingers. It's a bonus for you viewers. Hey, yeah. So we're doing some Olympic bits today.
I can't wait, man. I love watching the Dry Bar clips. I love the Olympics. We're bringing together two of my favorite things.
Two of our favorite things. Now, think about this. Comedy, the Olympics, both originated in Greece.
Greece. Yeah. Socrates, the first stand-up comedian.
Do you remember one of his bits? I mean, his first album was unbelievable.
Yeah. When he talks about, he came up with crowd work, you know, the Socratic method.
Yeah. That's what the Socratic method is. Yeah.
Yeah, if you ask questions, we are all but dust in the wind.
That was a great bit. Really both existential and hilarious he was.
He made me think.
He did. He had that funny bit about togas, too. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember when I could cinch my toga around the... I needed to cinch my toga around the middle to keep it on. These days, no cinch required.
Yeah.
A couple more inches required.
Hey, I love it when he was like, this I hate this toga. This toga needs to go.
Toga, more like to go. It was great.
Yeah. I ordered my food to go, and they brought it back in a big old white sash. I said, not toga.
And then he had that great tag.
Yeah.
A2 Brute. Finish off every joke. A2 Brute. The crowd would go crazy. The Coliseum would go crazy.
I think you're thinking of Caesar right now, right?
Yeah, it might be.
I was thinking Caesar. Of Socrates, which I don't know. He's from Greece. We got it.
We got our history nailed down. Viewers should know that by now. But if these comedians we got on today were competing in the Comedy Olympics, they take home the gold.
Yeah, they have to get a lot of golds.
Should we see who our first one's going to be?
Let's check it out.
The other day, I turned on my TV, and Marathon was on. Yeah, I'm just watching people run, you know what I mean? But watching the marathon, it did give me an idea, and I think you'll agree. I think it's time we admit that there should be two winners of the marathon. There should be two winners, right? Two winners. The African who actually wins... And then, like, the non-African, you know what I mean? Listen, if you run in a marathon, okay, you're white, American, black, Latino, Asian, whatever. Say you run in a marathon, and you come in seventh place. But the six people before you were all African. Then you won the marathon, you know what I mean? Like... You beat all the non-Africans. I think that's... You should be very proud of yourself for beating all the non-Africans. Like, you wouldn't count it if it was, like, a guy on a bike. Same thing. You wouldn't count that. Yeah. The guy who won, he didn't even know he was in the race. He was just going to go visit his cousin. He was like, oh, I won? All right, great. I'll take it. I won. He ran the race in like under 2 hours, 26 miles in under 2 hours. Yeah, I live in Los Angeles. Like, you can't even drive the next town over in 2 hours. Like, I live in LA. If you can go somewhere 10 miles away, and if traffic is really bad, it can take 2 hours. Yeah, so like he'll beat you there. He'll just be there chilling, showered. He read a book already. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Hey, There's our friend Dwayne Perkins, who's been on this show. Go back and watch his episode.
That was a funny clip, eh, Jordan?
That was a great clip.
You know what's awesome about that clip as well, what? Besides how funny it is?
What?
You can watch it on the Angel Studios app.
Oh, no way. Yes. Don't they have a little bunch of Dry Bar comedy on there
they
now?
They sure do. Wow. So, yeah, viewers, go to angel.com/dbcpod and start watching those funny bits today.
All right. I'm going to get to it after this. Marathons, man. I've been thinking about them.
Really? What brought those to mind?
I don't know. It just came to mind, but I've been thinking about these marathons. What would it take for you to do a marathon? Which I assume you haven't, but have you?
I have never done a marathon.
What's the longest?
I've only done some long distance running in high school.
How long?
Like 5Ks.
That's like the shortest one. Yeah, okay. They call that long distance. All right.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you must run a lot.
I'm an avid runner.
You know a lot about it. But your question was, what would it take for me to run? Probably a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just a lot of money.
Let me start a number. You tell me when. Okay. $500.
No.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Whoa,
I've never even seen $5,000.
Okay, financially, that was so.
I could definitely be better.
Do it for me.
You want me to ask you the same question? What would get you to?
No. Just give me money numbers, and I'll tell you yes or no.
Okay. Five. Should we just start at 5 million?
Well, how'd you know my number exactly?
No, I believe you would run for less than that. $500.
No.
$1,000.
No.
$5,000.
How long's a marathon?
26 miles, right? I hope it's 26 miles.
It's 26 point something, two? Right? Because people have bumper stickers of it.
Yeah.
So, what'd you say? 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000.
So, per mile, I'm getting, you know.
Do that math real quick in your head, Jordan.
$2,000 per mile. Or no. $200
per mile. I'm gonna 25. Just so
$200 per mile.
$200 per mile.
Right.
Yeah.
For 5,000. No.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You wouldn't do 5,000. What would you do?
How slow? How much do I have to try?
I think it has to be a jog, which would be both.
Then I'm just not doing it.
You're just not doing
it. I can't jog that long.
Yeah. Well, I mean right now. But if I take you under my wing, if I train you hard like I'm training,
okay.
If I get you on my 5:30 to 8 p.m. workout regimen that I do every day, yeah, you'll be saying goodbye to that negative attitude pretty quick.
What time is
you ever heard
start?
Of Mark Wahlberg?
I've heard of Wahlberg.
He's a joke.
His restaurant.
He's a joke.
His burgers are pretty good.
They're not though. They're not really. Speaking of to go,
we got to go to our next clip. Right.
Actually, well,
is that what you're doing?
No, like going back to the toga thing.
Right.
Okay. So, was there a sum of money though? Or are we up to let's 25,000? 50,000.
Yeah. I'd do it for
50,000.
I would like more. I'd be doing it, being like, I can't. I don't need this.
50,000. That's not bad. That's like a salary for some people. So.
Yeah, and it would take me a year.
It'd take you a year to finish.
So that's about
you
right.
You got to it right before I got. Oh, I was about to get you with that one.
I beat you in the race.
Just a step ahead of me, which you wouldn't be if we were racing a marathon, that's for sure.
Well, depends if there was a Wahlburgers at the end.
that's what gets you to run it. Do you think it would be money that would get you? I mean, I'd also do it for like a loved one or if I had to deliver a message. I would do that.
Any message?
No. Just if the threat, you know, the United States of America was threatened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd run.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, tell me this.
Okay.
If they said, Taylor, in order for you to ever be able to podcast with Jordan Macon again, you have
no.
to run him.
No.
All right. Okay. I'm ready to be next.
What are the worst shoes you could wear? Imagine like this seems like a bad dream someone would have, like you know, showing up, not wearing pants when you're giving a speech or something, like showing up for a marathon and you look down. What's the worst pair of shoes you could be wearing on your feet?
Oh, like wooden, like
clogs.
Yeah, like clogs.
That's the Dutch team. And they're just by the end of it, their feet are just on fire. It's like turned into firewood.
Yeah, and you're getting splinters in your feet, and you look nice.
What about those giant clown shoes?
That'd be kind of funny.
That would be funny.
I would enjoy the laughs on people's faces. That was clogging shoes, people would go, is that like a...
They'd hear you coming from a mile away with clown shoes or clogging shoes. Assuming you have those more expensive clown shoes that have the horn in the toe.
Yeah. I'd like to run in... Never mind, I don't want to bring it up. I was going to say Kanye shoes, but we don't need to bring up Kanye West on this thing.
You can. What's up with him? what Yeezys?
Yeezys. I'd run some Yeezys.
Who would you want your sponsor to be for a marathon?
Besides Wahlburgers? Besides Wahlburgers. Okay. Yeah. I would say my sponsor, I would like it to be the Department of Transportation.
Explain.
They can come pick me up. Things go south.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you want?
Something like, probably like an energy drink or something.
Yeah.
Because I just want free energy drinks.
Yeah.
Yerba mate.
You have a problem.
I wouldn't say it's a problem. Look, I mean, who's the one sipping an energy drink right now?
Yeah, and you've been eyeing it. Yeah. Because you finished yours a long time ago.
I did, but I'm feeling fueled up for another clip. How about you, Jordan?
To go to another clip.
A lot of people don't know this about me, but for many years I was a member of the U.S. Paralympic National Soccer Team. Where were you guys at the games? Sure could have used those 30 claps. I know many of you maybe don't know what the Paralympics are, which is unfortunate because it's the second largest sporting event on the planet. It's the Olympics for people with physical disabilities. We're second largest only to the able-bodied Olympics. Oh, yeah, must be tough running with two legs, huh? None but punks to us. I love being on that team. It was an amazing experience traveling the world. I got to go to the 2004 Paralympics in Athens, Greece. Oh. Again, thank you for that. me and my teammates didn't have to get worry about getting tested for any performance enhancing drugs. We did not represent the country well. I was sorry, everybody. I was just not good. We didn't do good at all. Well, we were playing against teams like Brazil and Russia, like teams that have a program that they live together all year round and practice twice a day, and we didn't do that. We lost to Russia 11-1, and the one was they scored on themselves. They just got tired of shooting on our goalie. Just take some real shots. You know? And he saved a bunch of their shots, man. They're so good, man. I found out the coach don't like when you high-five the other team. When they're, oh, that was awesome, man. How'd you do that? Some of those players, though, were so good. Like the Russian team, I'm just on the field looking at them like, okay, well, there's nothing even wrong with that guy right there. I call BS number 5, boy. better get a neurologist out here. Then he run by, be like, oh man, his hands on backward. Okay. I got injured in one of the games in the Paralympics, and my coach had the nerve to put me on the disabled list. Shouldn't that somehow make me better? The two wrong cancels itself out or something. I don't
know. All right, that was the legend Josh Blue.
Josh Blue also been on this podcast. Check out that episode.
Yeah, I feel like we are making our way through the ranks here.
Yeah, it's almost like that's what we do, is interview people that have dry bar specials.
Yeah, and Josh Blue was a fun interview. Interesting guy. So check out that episode.
He talks about the Paralympics a little bit. Do you think that more people are watching it now because of Josh Blue?
Because they saw his Dry Bar special?
Yeah, and they go, I should support it because they need 30 claps.
Are we implying Dry Bar comedy is bigger than the Paralympics? That the fan base of Dry Bar comedy is bigger than the Paralympics? Is that what you're suggesting,
Jordan?
I'd
hate to suggest anything. In this world, how dare you suggest one thing or another? No, I just think so. I feel like if he got, he tells people those 30 claps would have been helpful.
Yeah.
I just feel like if I bring awareness to my shows here, then I need more claps. Do you think I could get people? I'm saying, did it work for Josh? Can it work for me? Because I need people at my shows.
You're thinking of competing in the Paralympics?
No. No, that would require physical effort. Just making a loose connection to, bringing awareness to things like the Paralympics or Jordan making shows.
They both, I feel like people can feel good about supporting either. that's pretty amazing. And do you think when you were little Jordan Macon, paying a nickel to get a popsicle at the candy store. 8 years old, you just saw Bigfoot. Thought you did. It's a stump.
Oh, deep cut.
Ever thought you'd interview an Olympian? An Olympic athlete?
Well, I didn't think that at the time, but I did run into Rulon Gardner at a buffet once.
Who's that?
He's a guy from Utah that won like Greco-Roman wrestling.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
You know Rulon Gardner?
No. I don't even know the event. The Greco-Roman wrestling.
Greco-Roman wrestling is one where it doesn't look like they're doing a whole lot. They're really big guys, and there's kind of circling
like
each
other. Like sumo wrestling?
It's not like sumo wrestling. It's Greco-Roman wrestling. Okay. I ran into him at a Chuck-O-Rama, which is
he's fallen so far.
No, he's got to keep it. They're you big gotta dudes. Keep,
yeah, I got to keep that Greco-Roman bod.
And a weird thing, Andrew Hobbs, who's a dry bar comedian who's yet to be on the show, but
we've had him on the podcast.
That day, I texted him, I said, guess who I ran into at a Chuck-O-Rama? And he said, Rulon Gardner, as a joke. And I said, that you called it.
How's that even possible?
It's
how would he?
Because he probably just thought random Utah celebrity.
Okay.
But it's very, that. I mean, that's a
that's obscure.
List.
That's really probably too obscure for a lot of our viewers.
He's a gold medalist.
Yeah.
People comments, do you know who Rulon Gardner is? I think
Let us know. You Gardner heads.
Because I'm hanging out with Gardners. Gen Z here. Doesn't respect our...
I don't respect the wrestling arts of extinct nations.
Well, I mean, probably won in 2004.
I wasn't even born yet. I'll be five. I was born about 5 years after that. 2009. I was born in 2009.
Well, you're aging poorly.
That's nice of you to say.
No, you're good.
I'd like to Greco-Roman wrestle you right
well,
now.
I'll slap you around.
Clip that.
Clip it. Million views.
Well, okay, what were we talking about? I'm just pick. I can't stop picturing us Greco-Roman wrestling now.
You can't. You didn't even know what it was. How are you picturing us?
I'm just imagining. It's what if the part of the event was first you have to go through a Chuck-O-Rama buffet, load up your plate, eat a whole like five plates of Chuck-O-Rama, and then you get in the ring.
It honestly, how slow they move in, it seems like that's
just say it.
I know it takes a lot of talent.
A bucket of mashed potatoes.
He's a real estate guy in Utah now.
Really?
You'll see his picture on the freeway.
Really?
Yep. And it says you'll get gold medal service because he won the gold medal.
No way. And if you don't, I'll wrestle for you. You like Greco-Roman architecture? This is all on the sign, all on the bench. What was the name? Gardner. Mr. Gardner, if you're listening, I'm open for marketing consultancy advice.
Yeah, we'll see if that
advise you.
Let me know if he reaches out.
I will.
I'm invested.
You're closer to him than me. Maybe you could make the first contact.
Well, I'll set up a meeting at Chuck-O-Rama.
I'll be there because I love Chuck-O-Rama.
Such a difference. I do be trying to get into your American sports over here. You guys are amazing at sports. In the last two Olympics, just for consistency, in each of them, you won 46 Olympic gold medals. 46. And look at you. Not a single person cares about that. Not even a mild reaction. Hey, if Ireland won 46 gold medals, I'd be still drunk in a field somewhere. Do you know how many we won? Do you know? You've been a structural engineer your whole life. You'd be good with numbers. How many do you think we won?
Three.
I love the positivity. Good. No. We won one. And that was for women's boxing.
That was Dave Nihil.
Dave Nihil.
A.K.A. Irish Dave.
I think I hosted that show.
He gave
me his book.
Did he, when he saw you, like, look at your red hair and think maybe...
He went, oh, it's one of you, one of us.
In his honor, let's do the rest of this. Till the next clip, we got to talk
about
Irish.
I don't have any
Irish
DNA in me. I did my test.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Swedish?
There's some Swedish. There's some Danish. There's some Scottish. There's Irish in my family, but you get your own little recipe.
Yeah.
Like my parents have Irish, but I don't have any in my DNA.
Interesting. Okay. Well, anyway.
I also have. No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk. Let's keep talking about Olympics.
I wanted to put you to the test.
Okay.
See if this hypothesis he suggests is true, that Americans don't care about their gold medalists.
Okay.
Can you name five American gold medalists?
Easily.
Okay.
Can they all be basketball players?
No. One per sport.
One per sport. Rulon Gardner.
Okay.
Simone.
What's her last name?
Biles?
I think it's Biles. That doesn't sound right, but that is what it is.
Simone Biles? It's not a great last name.
Biles.
I feel bad for her.
She's a rebrand quick. What's number three?
Three is Diana Taurasi.
What were you trying to do there?
Are you Greco-Roman wrestling right now?
No. What is that? Who does this?
Oh, Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
You were swimming just then.
No.
What were you doing?
You don't remember this?
Oh,
right,
that
before
is warm
they
up.
Jump in, they do that thing, which is a I
yeah.
Guess
keep
a
moving the mic further away. That's good.
Wow, that is not a gold medal attitude that you have, Jordan.
Well, it wasn't a gold medal position. You had the microphone in.
Is it a stretch? I think it's a stretch just to get his arms fully extended.
I think they're patting himself on the back.
Psyching himself up. Yeah,
good job. So we got.
I think that's four, right?
Rulon Gardner.
Yeah, Simone Biles.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. And no Winter Olympics.
Diana Taurasi.
What does she participate in?
WNBA. Not totally positive, but I'm sure she won.
WNBA in the Olympics, so women's basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
And LeBron James.
Is LeBron James? Basketball's a cop-out. Basketball's a cop-out. And also not
it's
a real sport.
It's my favorite one, so I know a lot about it. No, I probably know
That's
another.
That's pretty good.
There was a gymnast guy that had high-pitched voice. big arms, tiny legs, high pitch voice.
Pee Wee Herman?
He was, yeah, Pee Wee. Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman in the Olympics. There was
Sebastian Niles, who won.
Biles Jordan.
I'm making up names now, but I got five. Yeah. Could you name any more?
Sean White.
You said no sport.
That was
no,
for you. No, no winter no, ones. No sport. No winter ones. That was for you. No, pretty impressive, Jordan. There's a few you left off the list, but we'll let you pass.
Yeah, well, it's refresh on time. That
one a little bit. But only one person in Ireland's history to get a gold medal. Can you believe that?
Is that still true? Did they win any this year?
Oh, yeah. I think they have one.
Ireland's so pretty that, like, why would you try and do anything? Like, it's just mountainous, cool cliffs and stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you train when you can just look at the ocean and pick up a Blarney Stone?
Don't they do the, like, Highland games over there? Is that Irish yeah. people?
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's like games. Where they flip logs and
oh yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Scotland, I think.
I think so.
But they're the same place, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that will let us know in the comments if Ireland and Scotland are the same place. Yeah. Do you know what a Blarney Stone is?
Yeah. It's a lucky stone you kiss, right?
I don't know if I'm supposed to kiss it.
Where does the saying kiss the Blarney Stone come from?
Well, I mean, if you're in love and the Blarney Stone loves you back.
Good for you, Jordan, for supporting America in the Olympics.
Gold.
Go USA.
Go USA. And let's go to another clip.
Another clip.
Summer games were great last year. The United States did great down in Rio. That was fun, man. Here's my thing about the Olympics. I love them, but they remind me of how ignorant I am, like, internationally. I have no clue who other countries' flags. I'm so bad at that. I was watching the cycling. I was rooting for the guy from the Red Cross. I go, come on, buddy. You can do the I told my wife, I go, hon, the medic is pulling away from everybody. Turns out he was from Switzerland. That's the guy who was from Switzerland. I thought this was going to be the feel-good story of the world. I thought this guy's going to win the race and deliver blood. It's unbelievable. Here's a race I want to see. The fastest man on land, Usain Bolt. There's no debate. Fastest man in water, Michael Phelps. I want to see those two race 100 meters through a swamp. It's one of those jokes that doesn't get 50%, but I like it. I like it.
That was our friend Moody McCarthy talking about how when you're watching the Olympics, you don't know which flags are which for which country, which I fall into that a lot.
Yeah.
Here's what confuses me. When it's like a soccer game and it's like USA, Canada, and then one's wearing like a yellow jersey. It's not on either of the flags.
Does that happen?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, they're both red and white, so you can't. You gotta have
alternates. Right. You gotta have alternates.
I don't know. I watched one women's soccer game so far this Olympics in Australia, or somebody was wearing yellow. I don't know, but didn't line up.
Yeah, that's a little confusing. But there's only so many colors going around. It feels like red, white, and blue get used quite a lot.
Yeah, a little hack. Let's put it in comedy terms. Do you think you can name some flags?
I know them all.
You know,
I know
all the countries. If you were to design a flag, what would you do?
Okay. My country's going to the Olympics. I need to pick a flag.
Yeah.
Because that's the reason people
that's why we have flags for the Olympics.
I'd want to sum up what I like best about myself.
Okay.
So it would probably be just a black flag, nothing on it.
Wow. Like the Dread Pirate.
Yeah. Just because I can't think of anything positive.
Hear what I would do.
What?
Tie-dye. Middle of the tie-dye, dragon. Inside the dragon's eyeballs, moons. On the moon, America's flag.
Nice. I didn't know that was an option. Just use other people's flags.
Well, it's way inside. You have to keep zooming in. You go, what's that dragon looking at? So that, like, the dragon.
What is it?
It's the astronaut with the flag.
On the moon?
In the dragon's eyes.
Okay, let me amend my answer. Can I?
Well, don't try and top me, but you can go for it.
What if my flag was just someone burning your flag?
then it would feel very similar to how I feel on this podcast most of the time.
I wouldn't.
What would
that.
The person look like? Would it be you? You yeah. on your own flag?
It would be me or my dad or something like that. My dad hates this podcast.
He hates me specifically. Yeah. No. Yeah, your dad's always saying that Jordan does you no favors, Taylor.
Told you, get me on there, Taylor. Yeah,
I'll be your co-host.
He's always saying
What are you talking about?
And I said, Dad, get back to your prospecting, would you?
There's gold in these hills.
Yeah, okay, Dad. All right. You're like, oh. Speaking of gold, Olympic gold, should we see what? Next clip, we'll take our...
Let's step on right gold. Up the podium.
You know, though, when you're watching the Olympic Games, you see the 8 fastest men in the world, the 8 fastest women in the world. I think we forget how fast they are. You know what I think they ought to do to keep it in perspective? Pull somebody out of the stands, give them a shot at the goal.
Section 32, row 6, seat 9, come on down. You're going for the goal.
Some fat guy with a selfie stick. That is a 35-second 100 meters right there, ladies.
Okay, that was dry bar legend Brad Upton.
Brad Upton that hasn't been on the podcast.
No, we
but
gotta
I did
get
eat
him.
Dinner with him once. Nice
no
guy.
Way, no way.
Yeah, after he did a show here.
Chuckarama, you, him, and no,
Big
Leroy
Daddy's
Gardner.
Pizza.
Okay,
but Rulon was there. all right.
It's a little bit like what he's talking about here. People not respecting how good. These Olympians are, you know, like saying like, oh, I could do that. How hard is jumping 7 feet?
Whatever seven it feet, is. I haven't even tried and I know I could do it.
That's the same way people are with comedy. Sometimes they yeah. watch them up. They watch Jordan Macon up there and like, I can tell jokes about being a redhead or puzzles or whatever yeah. it is.
And then they start doing comedy and then they get on Jimmy Fallon and then.
But then you inspired them. But no, Jordan, you inspired them and you got them
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's nice, I guess.
It was worth it all along. But that's what I want. I do like being a little bit ignorant. So I think, yeah, if I would have just chose a different path, maybe I could have, you know.
Yeah.
I would have got one of those gold necklaces.
I could have Michael Phelps my way in.
You think swimming would be your event?
I did get my swimming merit badge.
I did too.
So, I mean, that's putting me probably in the top 10 percentile of swimmers in the world.
Yeah. Let's just hope maybe the Olympic team, if they all go down, how ironic would it be if they were on a boat and they all drowned? Be sad.
That'd be sad.
Heaven forbid that happens. But, and then it's like they're looking for, we need more swimmers. We need more swimmers. And then they're like, Jordan Macon, what do you got? And so, and they're interviewing people. And it's like, okay, got your swimming merit badge.
Yeah, and I have it. I always keep it in my wallet just for this.
Hold your wallet.
I didn't get my eagle, but I did get my swimming merit badge.
I got my eagle. Funny story about you have to do a swimming test. Do you remember how far you have to swim for that?
No, but I was a lot because I remember going back and forth in the swimming pool for quite a while.
You did. Yeah. You did do it in the swimming pool. Or was that a joke?
No, I did.
I did too.
Well, where else are we supposed to do it?
Like a lake?
I guess so. But ew, fish.
Yeah. Well, I did mine in a swimming pool and it was just crazy because you couldn't touch the edges. So you just had to flip around. I probably am 75 laps, really short laps in the neighbor's swimming
pool. We could be on the Olympic team right now, man. I think if I'm just looking at you for which, like, if we were to put one regular person in one to like see if they'd be competitive, rugby. Most because of the shorts you're wearing right now.
You think this?
Specifically women's rugby. Hey, yo. They're tougher.
Women's rugby. Tougher. I'd be glad to be counted among their number.
Counted among their number. What do you.
Real classy, Jordan. Yeah. Let's demean the women's rugby team.
I wasn't demeaning
them. Let's say anybody could be a women's rugby player. That'll catch on quick.
No.
Let's clip that one. Let's put that one out there.
Let me apologize to all the women's rugby players that listen to this podcast.
That would be a good event for you.
What?
Putting your foot in your mouth?
Not that flexible.
I won second in state, 7th grade, in the standing long jump, Washington State.
Wow, that's a great swimming state.
What?
Oh, what'd you say? Long jump?
Nice one.
That's how little I'm... Sorry. Long jump, huh?
Long jump, standing long jump.
Well, that's fun.
Which I think is hilarious because it was by far the easiest event. It's not even running long jump. All I had to do was stand and jump. I was pretty dang good.
Connect two dots very far away. Kind of a stretch. Similar to your comedy sometimes.
Wow.
It's a compliment.
You know what is similar to your comedy if we're doing like Olympic events?
Yeah.
Diving, because it's like...
For real. Not even a belly flop for a laugh at the end. No. Just a perfect dive.
It was a perfect dive. And people were like, wait, what just happened?
And I never come back up. And they never find my body.
Okay.
That's how good I am.
Okay.
I didn't die. Jordan, I just kept going.
You okay? Jordan, no. You've been doing too many of those cruises, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm hungry to get back at sea.
But you'd probably be decent at Greco-Roman wrestling, don't you think?
You keep saying Greco, and it's Greco-Roman.
Greco?
It's Geico-Roman wrestling.
Geico-Roman wrestling.
The salamander is there.
He's not a salamander, oh, you yeah. fool.
He's a toad.
He's a gecko.
Oh, he's a gecko. Why'd they choose a salamander to play Geico?
The Olympics are amazing. Summer Olympics are the best, obviously. Sometimes I wish we could have the Olympics more often. You know, like every year until I realize, like, well, wait, you know what? 2 weeks every 4 years is the exact amount of time that I'm emotionally capable of caring about badminton. When the Olympics roll around, suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, I love the shot put and I'm an expert in dressage. Yeah, I asked Siri what dressage was, and she was like, don't worry about it. It's almost over. It's not a big deal. And by the way, how does one become a professional badminton player? Really? Is it like, well, I used to play it once a summer at my grandma's house with a couple of cousins I don't really like, and the Olympics found out. And they were like, hey, you want a 2-week vacation? All we ask is that you refrain from giggling every time you hear the word shuttlecock. It's hard to do. It's a big commitment.
All right, that was our friend Jenna Kim Jones.
Three names. Love it.
Yeah, it has a nice ring to it.
It does.
Jenna Kim Jones, it flows.
Kim Jong-un. Another three similar names.
Yeah.
If you rearrange the letters.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I ruined the momentum. Let's keep going. Jenna Kim Jones.
Any other dictators you want to bring up real quick?
I don't know. Maybe we should just keep Stalin.
There's that long jumper.
We're really putting on a show here.
Oh boy!
Aren't
you done? No,
I'm just feeling a little Zelensky. Not even a dictator. The Ukraine's president. What a dictator! Okay.
So this clip got me thinking.
What's up?
Taylor, got me thinking about what I'd like to see as an Olympic event. Here's my idea. What? Listen to this. Here's my idea. Okay.
Yeah, what would you want to be an Olympic event?
I would like it. So picture this. It's a gate at an airport. Don't nod off. Don't you nod off. It's a gate at the airport, and it's just a random selection of people from each country. Like they don't have to train for this. It's just like a sample of the country, and they go through the boarding process. And just to see, because to be like, all right, we're now going to start boarding with our pre-boarding passengers. Please keep the lane clear for people that are getting on right now. And it's just like, if people start edging into the lane, oh, they're docking points. Or if it's, hey, now it's time for boarding group B. If a C person starts going,
okay,
and they, oh, you're getting docked points there. Just to see who has the perfect airplane boarding etiquette.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that pretty good?
That's pretty good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it also the competition is... the people who are boarding them as well as the boarders?
No, I think the boarding ones are the judges. And they're taking notes and they're going, Well, they're not keeping the path clear. We got boarding C people with the boarding B people. Oh, this person didn't even select their seat before they got on board. Now we have to figure that out. And then maybe you do some hyper cool rounds where... This is good, all right? Because now they have boarding where you don't even show them your ID. Uh-huh. They just look at your face. There's cameras.
And
I see the people that work those that say, don't show me anything, just walk. And every person comes up and they say, don't show me anything, just walk. Don't show me anything, just walk. Like, they have to tell every single person.
Yes, yes.
I want to see which country listens and acts appropriately.
Yeah. Speaking of being bored, what about... Here's a good one.
Okay.
No, I like that one.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Let's see. Digging as a competition. Digging. Bare hands, soft soil, digging. Doesn't that seem like a primal sport?
Yeah.
Just digging. And I don't know if they're digging a tunnel or if they're just digging a hole to get down to like 6 feet. Who can dig the deepest?
The deepest after a time limit, or is it you trying to get to a certain spot?
I feel like it's more interesting if they have to dig down, find like a treasure, and then dig back up.
They can't come up the same hole.
They can't. That that will be a penalty. If you come up for air, that's a penalty.
No coming up for air.
No. But I would love to see. Wouldn't that be an interesting event?
Oh, they get so just...
You'd see the soil moving and be like, they're coming up. But you don't know who's coming up because they could be crisscrossing. Maybe like punching is like allowed.
They can run into each other and try and stop each other.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe, yeah. So China and like America are like intersect. And then it's like, what the heck is it going on down there?
What's going on? Our underground cameras aren't seeing a thing.
But then they come up and you know what it is? China and America holding hands.
And they're digging out. They're holding hands here and they're digging out with either arm.
And China says, I forgive the national debt. And America says, we love you guys for it. And what a beautiful world that would be.
So touching.
And that's the message of the Olympics, right?
It really is.
That's what those rings are that are intersected.
Yeah, those are holes that were dug. The interconnected.
Yes.
And they came up together.
Beautiful.
Dude, that was a great idea.
So remember, even if you have to dig a little deeper, it's worth it to connect with people.
Yeah.
And Jordan, we've kind of been at each other's throats.
But I, you know, I'd dig a hole with you any day, man.
I want to...
leave you in. All right. You know.
Viewers, that's a pretty solid one. Viewers, let us know, as far as the podium goes, who got gold, who got silver, who got bronze out of me, Jordan, and off-screen Holland here. You can't see her, but she's been putting in work.
She's kept us on track.
She has. Well, it's been a joy.
Well, I'm itching to go back. It's almost 6 a.m. in Paris. We got to go.
And Olympics, if you see this, we're open... We don't do this podcast full time. We could commentate.
We could announce some things.
We could come up with ideas for events.
Yeah.
We're open for that.
We could tell you what we don't like about certain people's looks. There's not enough of that.
Like, what kind of people?
Just like when there's Canadians on screen. And you go, I don't really like how that Canadian looks. No, just any type of person.
Yeah.
They look like a jerk. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice to hear on
the commenters?
Wow, he did a great job. He kind of looks like a jerk, though, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does have a little jerk face. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. You'd be good at that, Jordan. Takes one to know one. Dun, 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 dun. Would you join hands with me?
Yeah. Oh, that was it.
Time for us to award our gold medal.
All right.
What comedian is our favorite today?
Oh.
Do we want to do this?
Out of the clips.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, I watched all of them, and I really enjoyed all of them.
Gold's all around.
Gold's all around.
Gold's all around. Oh, man. Well, this has been the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, hasn't it, Jordan?
It has been. And please like, subscribe, and leave a nice little comment for us to read later.
We'd love to see that. All right. We will see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.